Hello everyone, today is scan results day. Well, technically it's the day after scan results day. We had scan results day yesterday. We started filming in the morning. We went in for my appointment. We received the results and we stopped filming for the rest of the day. We could not film because we were crying the whole day and couldn't find it in ourselves to build up the strength to talk about what was going on. I think we let out as many tears as we possibly could have. And
I'll go over scan results.
So, yeah, now we can talk. So, here's my man. Go ahead.
So, her doctor came in and went over the scan results, and we'll start with the lungs. There are tumors growing in the left lung. There are tumors growing in the right lung. She still has her left pleural effusion, which has cancerous fluid in it, and she now has a small pleural effusion on the right side. And then there were about, if I'm remembering correctly, 5 to 6 new lesions that are growing in her brain. And then the kind of bombshell of the scan was, if you think of the brain as an orange, their lesions are in the pulpy area. Those are treatable with targeted radiation. And then there's this area around the brain that's kind of like the rind of an orange, the peel of an orange.
Mm-hmm.
There's cancerous fluid in there, they found. That's called LMD disease.
And I believe it travels all the way down the spine?
Goes all the way down the spine. And that one's evil.
Mm-hmm.
That one is not treatable with traditional chemos or targeted therapies because of the blood-brain barrier. They just don't travel to that area. And targeted radiation like she's gotten in the past is not effective in treating that area. So we were told that this LMD is kind of untreatable. If this was 3 months ago, our doctor said it was completely untreatable. It didn't exist to try to treat this. Now there's something they can do to hopefully help a little, but it's not much. So
no, it just buys a little time.
Buys a little bit more time. So to say the least, the scan results were not good. And they were very hard to hear.
And then I asked my doctor if this now meant we had a timeline, because we have not had a timeline this whole journey. Whenever I asked if it meant we had 6 months to live or a year to live, at any point he would say, no, we're not at any point where I can give you a timeline, correct? Something like that.
Yep, because of all the new treatments and
Constantly changing.
He's always been very upfront and honest and said, I can't give you that. And you asked that brave question, which neither of us wanted to ask. And
I wanted to ask.
He very kindly said, you know, well, what do you guys think based on what you've seen and what you've heard?
And I quickly said, yes, I think this gives me a timeline now.
And then he shifted to me, and I said, I don't know. And
I hope not. You said, I hope not.
I hope not. And he said, but what do you think? What do you feel in your heart? And I said, yes. And that was it.
And he went,
And then he broke the news to us that...
And I said, how long does that mean? And he said, have I said that here yet? He said, you have 6 to 9 months to live, hopefully. Could be more, could be less.